everybody. Welcome back to Bing. This is episode 208, and we are flying through Tech Ed here. That was a real cool
show. We got budget.
Well, welcome back to the Bing Show. This week, we have a special edition for you. We are live from Houston. We've got a whole assortment. Go ahead. Everyone should know you by now, but...
I'm Joey.
I'm Rick.
I'm Simon.
I'm still Mark. And we're here for the show that tells you what Microsofties are pinging each other about.
We decided to be low-tech and all be on the stage at once. We could just talk to each other.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We just want to talk about what's going on. Let's start off with what happened last week. We asked you if you check in, how do you check in, privacy, stuff like that. We did get a few jokes from developers. We should have known ahead of time. I wasn't thinking.
Were they good jokes?
There were jokes from developers.
Okay. So when you check in code in Git or in Visual Studio, do your friends know you checked it in and can they comment on your check-ins and favorite things?
It depends.
As well for your code?
Yeah, you can pin them, I believe, on your...
So if it's a particularly good check-in, you can actually go in and pin that code.
It's like, this was my favorite bug fix here. I wish I could... but
love that one.
Martin Mine talks about checking in once through Facebook just to be just because of curiosity. It is a huge discussion. We're talking about big data in general. Lots of data points from even passive check-ins that we talked about last week via things like Swarm or not Bluetooth, but other forms of
IRB brings it the fact that he actually checks in from time to time on Facebook. Do you check in with Facebook at all? Because when that came out, I've always been a Foursquare guy.
I never check in. Just Visual Studio Source safe.
Source safe.
Yeah, source safe.
That's been a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm still using that.
I don't know that I've ever done a Facebook check-in. I tend to get tagged in other people's check-ins when I'm around somewhere, but
that
I've
also
never
happens.
Really done it.
That also happens. I'm a Foursquare guy.
Can you tag someone on a Visual Studio check-in?
I don't know. I mean, you can
the
you can reference
was
all sorts
next
of
to
things.
Me when I put this code in.
No, but we have had like this isn't really me.
Oh,
like kind of check-ins. In fact, we did that just last week. We had some integration issues. But no, I'm a Foursquare guy myself. I like the location awareness of the services. Mm-hmm.
We also, besides having comments, we done with the comments. We good?
Yeah, we're done with the
comments. We also have our very first. Our very first snail mail. Oh, Jib coming? No, Jib's not coming. Is it? Look at this. First one.
It's very timely with the Maple Leafs logo.
Maple Leafs.
Well, maybe not as timely since they're not in the
They're playing
playoffs.
Golf right now.
Yeah.
It actually made it. So just so
Go
you
Rangers.
Know. Hi, guys. Enjoyed the show. Keep up the great work.
A.
Angelo?
You forgot the A. Or is that silent if you're Canadian? Just the A is
the A is silent.
The A is silent.
If someone actually writes
Angelo. I'm going to Luciani.
And just so you know, so if you want to send a snail mail, it's Ping Show, care of Channel 9, 1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052. And for some reason, our internal mail routing actually put it to me, which means we have people in the mail room that watch the Ping Show.
Hey!
Hey, mail room!
Thank you.
Shout out to the mail room.
Yeah. Got it. You got it.
Just down there, one of the booths. We're at TechEd. One of the booths has a load of postcards.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll have to send
ourselves. Giving them out for free. That's what I'm thinking.
Snail mail from Houston.
No, see, we can't send our own mail to ourselves. That's just sad.
Yeah. Well, we can sign it as someone else.
Hey, guys, we got a lot to talk about. So let's
one more thing real quick.
What?
Facebook page.
Oh,
we have
I
a
forgot.
New Facebook page.
I made it, actually.
Rick hasn't slept this week.
So
he's been
someone actually made a Ping email account or a Ping user account as a user account before our time. And it was sending us random notifications that someone wanted to like us to our email address.
Why would they do that?
So anyway, I deleted the account, made a new account. So now if you want to catch on the Facebooks, facebook.com/ThePingShow. And we're all admins, and you can chat with us and like us, because I think we're up over 100 likes.
We are. Very Whoa, quickly. Cool. I will note that every comment we got on there was a comment on the name Ping. Just to clarify, it's Microsoft speak, for... chatting with each other, or the easiest way of getting to someone, like, hey, I'm running late, I'll ping you when I'm back in my office.
Yeah.
We're not checking your internet connection on the show. Sorry. Let's get to the topics.
Hey, so we're at TechEd North America in Houston, Texas, and in rare form, a ton of announcements.
Really exciting stuff.
Keynote.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, they were saying there are going to be no announcements in the keynote.
That's what they say every year.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. They didn't tell us about them in advance. We couldn't plan. Yeah.
So this year, and actually it's kind of interesting, the number of announcements, particularly around Microsoft Azure, they couldn't actually fit them all into the keynote. So the keynote actually only covered a couple of them. There are some that are super exciting in the IT guy world, right? So we talk about the hybrid cloud thing, and we can do site-to-site VPNs now. Woo. Well, now we can do multi-site to Microsoft Azure.
Right.
So that's super cool there. A couple of new, also on the networking thing, ExpressRoute.
ExpressRoute, that sounds super exciting. That's a big, like, that's not just a little, like, feature we just checked off. We worked with ISPs in a ton of locations.
We started off just with three ISPs. Now it's expanding worldwide. We have BT Telecoms on there now, but then also we have the Verizons, the AT&Ts, the Level 3s. So basically picture yourself having an agreement between your data centers to have high-speed network connectivity with one of these partners. Now they also have an agreement that the data doesn't even have to go out to the internet and then up to Azure. It goes directly into the big Mondo pipe that is Microsoft.
Right. Essentially, you're just taking your existing server infrastructure and just extending that almost with a high-speed pipe just to another elastic
MPLS
sensor.
Pipe.
Stays private. Now, super cool. I'm trying to figure out if I can get an extension of the data center where I live, which is close by a Microsoft data center, to go into my house. But actually, to cover some of these other announcements on the Azure side, I did an interview with Corey Sanders. You can go and check out on Channel 9, where it was a very high bandwidth communication constantly back and forth about stuff, and he confirmed that it's not possible.
Cool.
However, check your email.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Now I need to check my mail. Yeah.
There you go. Also, some a couple improvements around security and disaster recovery. So we talk a little bit about in preview now, you can actually enable antivirus and malware solutions, not just from Microsoft, but also
Symantec
and Trend Micro. Yeah. So that's available in preview. Mm-hmm. And then from a disaster recovery situation, we've got Microsoft Azure Site Recovery, which was Hyper-V Recovery Manager, but basically it enables us to do DR scenarios from our on-premises infrastructure up into Azure. And it was super, super cool.
Some of the security stuff I thought was really interesting was less traditional security and more modern-esque, like the whole... we've noticed that a user has signed in from France, United States, and North America in less than two minutes,
which is not possible.
And then it's not just like automatically shutting down account, but you can force multi-part auth. You can force password resets. You can do all sorts of re-auth on that stuff.
Yep.
Real modern kind of new age things. But go ahead, go back, watch the keynote for a lot of this stuff.
There's a ton
covers
more.
A lot
there's
a more.
There's tons.
Ton more.
One that I'd just like to dive in there with. Windows 8.1, Windows 7, as dev VMs in the cloud.
Yes.
Available now.
Yes.
Awesome. That is just awesome.
That
awesome. Really is
I
just awesome.
Yeah. And also Microsoft Azure Remote App. So if you want to
and remote
publish
app.
Your application.
Oh, right. Yeah. Across like any platform now. You want to drop down, supply your apps to your BYOD kind of deal.
Yep.
Like I said, a lot of news.
I'm
so check it out.
I'm out of town.
Okay. Nice.
You, have you got a gold account on Xbox Live?
Yes, actually.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'll do.
Everybody does.
It's required.
Yeah. Well, probably not anymore. If you're using your Xbox Live account just to be able to watch, I don't know, some of the apps, like the one that begins with N, the one that begins with H, for being able to stream your favorite videos and that kind of thing, you don't need a gold account anymore. We've removed that bar.
One of the complaints we've heard from our users for a while, and Microsoft listens to its users, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. We're out there listening to people.
We like to prove it.
Wow.
By proving it, we did right there. No more gold for, I'll say Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah.
I love Netflix and Hulu. I love I use one of them.
Yeah.
There's certain series that are only available on certain platforms.
House Cards.
I may be hooked on.
I just started Breaking Bad. It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Yeah. See, I'm totally addicted to House of Cards. Uh-huh. But,
Well, what if you don't have an Xbox yet?
Well, you can get one because we have just announced the Xbox One is now $399 without the Kinect.
Get out of town.
$100 lower.
You've already told me to get out of town. I am out of town.
Oh, you're in Houston.
Stay in town for a couple more days, please.
So you've got the ability to go out and get yourself an Xbox One for the low, low price of $399.99.
All in all, just the price of being on the Xbox One phenomena has gotten a lot lower. So Barrier of entry lowered. Good job, guys.
More fun all in one.
All in one.
Yeah.
All
in one.
As I have mentioned previously in the show, I'm a huge fan of Reddit. I believe some of us on the panel here also Reddit.
Got our
accounts,
have
Reddit.
Yeah.
Joe Belfiore from the Windows Phone org has...
He's the guy with this T-shirt, right?
One of those. One of those guys. He did an AMA last week, and it was actually fantastic.
Oh, you didn't have the one.
There are sometimes, that people will go on, they just don't know what Reddit is, they kind of just fluff through it. But this was fantastic. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite parts is someone asked about a file manager, and I think he just goes the most excited to hear about this. He actually said, in all caps, finally someone asked a question. He actually waited to Reddit to announce that there will be a file manager on Windows Phone 8.1.
Is that a big thing?
It is a big thing. Just using your phone as a mass storage device, just simply as that, is something that doesn't actually happen across all of the platforms today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To just do that, just have, like everyone, why carry around an extra USB stick and hard drive and all this other stuff if you can just toss it on your phone that you already have?
I think it's absolutely fantastic that he waited. He was just, somebody asked the question, so I could make this announcement. Yeah. That's awesome.
He also didn't, answered a lot of hard questions about kind of the app gap in certain places and things, and with real well thought out, not just marketing responses to things. We put the link in the notes. It's probably not a good service to us just to repeat what he said. Reddit has its all upvote downvote system, so the great questions and answers have been filtered to the top. Go ahead, check the link and read it for yourself. In space news,
we're in Houston.
We're going to
so
the space desk. It's true.
Hey, that's a good point.
I've been luckily everything's going well because I've been waiting in the back room to say, Houston, we have a problem.
No.
Houston, we have a problem.
All right, so there's now an HD live feed on the International Space Station.
As it rotates the Earth. I mean, over it.
It's just
that's
the globe.
A space station.
That's around.
I'm sorry, MRT.
But it's actually interesting because at some points, I just had it up on one of my monitors I wasn't using at the time. And it was just looked over. I was like, it's dark. Because there's the dark side of the Earth.
Yeah.
And I should know that. Yeah, right. It goes around.
Yeah. But could you see, the lights on the Earth?
No, so not at that time. So sometimes it's just over the ocean, right? So you can't see anything.
Over New York City or
there's
London.
But there's two parts, right? There's the actual live feed, and then right next to it is a map of the orbit, the trajectory of the space station over the Earth, and where it was past and where it will be the next 24 hours. You can kind of watch it as it goes over. And that thing goes around quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been outside when it's visible and seen it?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Yeah, it's actually really cool, and it does. It's like, and then it's extremely bright. And again, it all depends. You know,
does the sound come from the atmosphere or just when you get excited?
No, it's just that's how I. But it does not make the TIE fighter sound. I was extremely disappointed that it wasn't.
It is. It's really cool, though. It's like, honestly, like, how often do you get to get, you know, like, it's always exciting to see those shots they used to get. It used to be like, let's wait for all the HD photos to be
the best,
brought back down.
The best selfie in the world is the guys doing the spacewalk like this.
He pretty much won the selfie.
That'll be, we have some Tekken selfies you can
We
check.
Do have
yeah.
some.
Yeah,
hashtag Tekken selfie. The Channel 9 team did one here as well.
Yes.
So check it out. The link is in the notes. It's just a live feed that's up 24 hours, and you can watch it whenever you have free time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Minecraft, on Xbox 360. You've reached two
so years. Far. I can't believe it's already been on the platform that long.
The most played game at my house by my kids.
On the top 10.
And even some visiting adults as well.
Not to mention the fact that you were playing it right in the middle of our session.
I use it as an example on the PC as a line of business app connecting into an endpoint on an Azure.
You did, you launched a server like live.
It's all about all about the Minecrafts, and it is pretty much right up there in our household.
It's one of the best selling games on Xbox.
So what do they got to celebrate the anniversary?
They actually have a couple of extra skin packs that are available for download. Birthday skin pack number 1 and number 2. You can now get yourself, and if you want to, you can even tune in to the Twitch TV. app that they have for
yep.
Xbox 360 as well, and see the celebrations. They're shouting out thank you very much to the different people, 343 Industries, Humble Park Hearts, Lionhead, and Rare for their skin packs.
All very cool game
That's
studios.
Gonna be cool.
There you go. Go get it today. Xbox 360 Minecraft. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks for joining us on Ping. This was episode 208 in the can. Once again, I am Mark DeFalco.
I'm Rickster CDN.
I'm Psymonster.
I'm Joey Snow.
Follow us on Twitter, hashtag Ping Show.
And don't forget the Facebooks, facebook.com/ThePingShow.
Like us.
Like it. Yeah.
That way, I like that.
And, the question for the week is, check out, there's going to be hundreds of hours of content from TechEd. Let's do the community democratization of goodness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Find us, find your favorite session, post in the comments, and let's make sure everyone sees the best of the best content that we have here coming to you from Houston.
They all have star ratings. They all have comments, right?
Yep.
They're up on Channel 9, so let's go see who's got the highest stars. Let's go tour, man.
I cool. certainly hope it's our sessions.
I hope it's ours, too.
So I'll vote for you.
Us. You got it. You're with me. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks again.
See you, next time.
Yep.